why I ask to give this woman to be wife to this man. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the faith of this company to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is commanded of St. Paul to be honorable among all men. It is therefore not by any to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but advisedly, soberly, and in the fear of God. Into this holy state, these two persons present come to be joined. If there's any person here that can show a just cause why they should not be lawfully joined together in this holy matrimony, do you now speak, or from hereafter forever hold your peace? I will require and will charge you both, as you'll surely answer at the day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you know any impediment why should not be lawful joined together in this matrimony, do you now confess it? Or be it assured unto you that any couples that are joined otherwise than God's word does allow, their marriage is not lawful. But duly believing that you have considered this solemn obligation that you're about to assume, and as you have prepared to enter upon the same reverently, discreetly, soberly, and in the fear of God, I shall propose to you the marriage covenant. You will declare the same as you join your right hands together. Would you have this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to live together in this holy state of matrimony? Do you promise to honor and love, cherish sickness and health, riches or poverty, and will forsake all others and cleave thee only to her as long as you both live? Would you have this man to be your lawful wedded husband, to live together in this holy state of matrimony? Do you promise to love, honor, and cherish in sickness and health, and forsake all others, and cleave thee only unto him as long as you both live?
Oh,
yeah. I'll require a token that this covenant will always be kept. Crazy thought. Father, as you did bless Isaac and Rebecca and made them ever happy in their lives, and they were fruitful, we pray that you will likewise do to this young man and this young lady who have agreed upon this, talked it over with each other in secret, and now have come to the church and the company to offer their troth one to the other, and have so did and declared it in this public place. Now, Father, by the power of my commission given me by Almighty God to be His servant, and has been witnessed to me by an angel, by this authority I now pronounce this man and this woman husband and wife in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You're married. Whatsoever God has joined together, may there be no man but asunder.
Ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord bless you.